The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَوْ يُوهُ بِلِيهِ اِسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is the way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, now let's listen to Sheikh Salim Bimji.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This Friday is the last Friday of the month of Ramadan. It's not just an arbitrary day. Last Friday is not just an arbitrary day that Muslims have decided is an important day in the calendar of the believer, in the calendar of the month of Ramadan. Actually, we have a very important supplication, a very important dua, which we were taught by the very famous companion of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, named Jabir ibn Abdullahi Ansari. May Allah elevate the great rank of this great man. Jabir has been reported to have said, and this is related by Sayyid ibn Tawus and also by Sheikh As-Saduq, may Allah grant both of them a great reward for their services to this faith. They both have narrated the following from Jabir, that he says that I visited the Messenger of Allah, that is the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, on the last Friday of Ramadan. And he says that the Prophet looked at him, at Jabir, and he says, Jabir, that this is the last Friday of Ramadan, and so you should bid farewell to the month by saying the following supplication. And then the Prophet made this dua, and he taught it to Jabir. And this is something which today, even you and I, brothers and sisters, are recommended to recite today on this final Friday of Ramadan, where the Prophet has been quoted as saying, Allahumma, La taj'alhu akhir al-ahdi min siyamina iya. Fa in ja'altahu, faj'alni marhuman. Wa la taj'alni mahruman. It's a very short dua, it's a very short prayer that the Prophet recited and read and taught Jabir, that every believer should make it a point to read on this last day. And let me also provide us the English translation so we know what it is that we're asking Allah for on this final Friday of the month of Ramadan. So the translation reads, O Allah, do not make it, meaning do not make this current Ramadan that I'm currently in, do not make it the last month of Ramadan which we live through, of our fasting. But if you decide so, Allah, that we will not live to see the next year of Ramadan, then allow me to benefit from your mercy. And do not make me deprived of your mercy. Don't allow us to be marhum, to have the mercy of Allah, and do not make us mahrum. Do not deprive us of the mercy. Again, a very beautiful dua and a very simple dua to read. And then the Prophet says that anyone who says this supplication will win one of two good things. You and I, whoever just read this, if it's read deep down from the heart, with emotion, with feeling, with sentiment, with understanding, with meaning it to God, we will get one of two things. Either we will attain the next Ramadan, we'll live a life, we will have the ability to fast and to enter the month of Ramadan. And God willing, inshallah, we pray to God, we earnestly, sincerely pray to Allah that let this be our final Ramadan in COVID. Ya Allah, we pray to you to allow us to attain the next Ramadan, and if we don't, then allow us to have the mercy and forgiveness of you, as the Prophet said, that either we get the next Ramadan or we would have the forgiveness and mercy of Almighty Allah. As I move on in this virtual Friday sermon for today, I wanted to obviously speak about what it is today, what today is all about as well, in addition to being the month of Ramadan, in addition to being Friday. In addition to being the last Friday of the month of Ramadan, it is also known as Yom Al-Quds, the day, the international day of Al-Quds, of the liberation of the occupied Palestine. This is an event which was initiated by the late Ayatollah Khomeini. It obviously has to do with the occupation, the illegal occupation of Al-Quds, of Palestine, which is now 70 years plus going on, going strong, unfortunately. And obviously, not only does it mean occupation of land, but it is the displacement of tens of thousands of millions of Palestinians whose homes were literally stolen from underneath them. You know, our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us, you don't chop down the trees, even of the enemies. What's happening in occupied Palestine? Homes are destroyed. Gardens are destroyed. And, you know, this is all being done under the international observers, right? The United Nations, the United States of America, Canada, Europe, all of these countries around the world have turned a blind eye to the oppression. You look at even what Prime Minister in Canada has said, Justin Trudeau, but even the BDS, the Boycott, Divestment, and Sanctions movement, that this is anti-Semitic. We should discuss Palestinian rights at the international forum, but don't use means like the BDS. So the Palestinians fight fire with fire, they use violence, and they're told don't be violent against the aggressor. Then people in other parts of the world say, well, we're not going to invest in Israel. We're not going to buy products made in the occupied territories. We're not going to support them at the intellectual level. University professors will boycott. And they say, well, no, that's also not right. So weaponry is not right to use. Obviously, we don't advance the cause of fighting and killing innocent people. But then you say you can't even use the boycotting and sanctions. But yet when it came to South Africa and apartheid in the white racist South Africa, didn't boycotting South Africa bring about a change in the system and the government? Here you say we don't use boycotting and sanctioning as a weapon, but yet what are you doing to the Islamic Republic of Iran? Boycotting, sanctions? Even other third countries cannot even do business with the Islamic Republic of Iran. You're using that as a sanction, as a weapon of mass destruction, of killing innocent people, not allowing medicine maybe to get through and other needs, even though you say, well, there's no limit. You know, there's no sanction on medication and other needs. But yet you see that it's being used as a weapon in Iran and you have no problem with that. You have no problem sanctioning the Muslim world or those other even non-Muslims who don't see with your point of view, like Cuba, like maybe other countries in Latin America or North Korea or maybe other countries. They're okay to be sanctioned. They're okay to be bombed into submission. But yet what's happening in occupied Palestine, that you have a double standard. We've seen that in Canada. We see that on the international scene, unfortunately. You know, but as our religious scholarship, whether it be His Eminence Ayatollah Khamenei and his message today, or His Eminence Ayatollah Sistani and the message he gave to the Pope when they met in Najaf al-Ashraf, is that this is an issue which needs to be resolved. And it will be resolved one way or the other, either today or tomorrow, either through the politicians of today or through Imam Mahdi tomorrow, alayhi salam, with Prophet Jesus in his support. They will deal with the situation of Palestine. Prophet Jesus, the same man who was oppressed, who himself was terrorized when he lived in that region, and that Allah had to raise him up to him because of the attacks against him and his mother, and the character assassination, and the physical attacks and physical attempts at assassinating Prophet Jesus, alayhi salam, in that same land of occupied Palestine. He will return with Imam Mahdi, peace be upon him, and they too will remove the oppression and tyranny, not only in Al-Quds, but around the world. And, you know, we have to decide what side of the struggle that we are on, brothers and sisters. And I'm not talking about picking up a gun or a weapon, no. Our voice is a weapon today for us. Our ability on social media to let people know of the injustices, of the oppression, of the corruption of that government that exists in occupied Palestine. تَحْسَبُهُمْ جَمِيعًا وَقُلُوبُهُمْ شَتَّى. You think them to be a united block, but their hearts are divided. And may God divide their hearts even more. We have to do our role, brothers and sisters, in countering oppression in whatever ways we have the ability. Where we live, we have the power of the pen. We have the power of social media, the power of a voice. So we should be a voice for the voiceless.
Every day we tell each other that this day will be the last, and tomorrow we all can go home free, and all this will finally end. Palestine, tomorrow will be free. Palestine, tomorrow will be free. Oh. Caress with my bare hands every precious grain of sand, every stone and every tree. 'Cause no matter what they do, they can never hurt you. 'Cause your soul will always be free.